Welcome to Cavalcade of Whimsy, weekend edition. Not to be
Woo.
With the much more reputable weekend edition. We've got Evan on the woos.
Yes,
and
we do.
It's on the color commentary here. And, yeah, fresh from the library. Let's rock and roll. We have whimsical topics. At Cavalcade of Evan on Twitter.
They finally tracked you down at the library.
Yeah, they charge you at my library if you don't come pick up the crap that you ordered on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like $3 if they have to send it back. So,
wow.
I went, which is just fair. I feel like that is fair.
No, I feel that's fair too, but that's probably other libraries should do that. That's smart.
People, they go all this trouble to rearrange the library books because I'm too lazy to go to any library other than the one, closest to my house. So I'm always just
right.
Like, hey, can you, drive this over in a vehicle to my library?
Yeah.
And, they always oblige, but yeah, they get mad if I don't pick it up. So.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We had to pick that book up.
A book
We're
up?
We had to pick the book up and drive it all the way over here. You better come and pick it up. Do you know how awkward it is to drive hentai tentacle porn, from one library to another?
Hey, free speech, man. You should be proud. First Amendment. First Amendment. Did you ever work for or know anybody that worked for the interlibrary loan system?
No, I didn't.
No?
I didn't know anybody who ever worked for a library.
Oh, no? Okay.
Oh, did I ever use that system?
Did you ever abuse it?
Oh, no. No, I'm not that wild and crazy of a person, or at least inventive enough to, abuse the library system.
I was a kid ordering freaking, rare comic books from New Jersey in her library loan system when I was 12.
Wow.
No, I really was. That's a true story. So.
Well, yeah, but that's probably a smarter way to do it. But.
Well, I found the 50 state version. It's only supposed to be like if you're doing a research project or something. And I used it for extra Superman comics because I tried to read every Superman comic that was ever published.
That's one way to do it. No, we go so far as to like, oh no, this library on the other side of the city has the copy of Jurassic Park and I want to read it again. So let's get it over here.
Yeah, tell someone to get that on a quick shipment.
Yep.
So, all right, well, the library is not one of our lovely topics today.
No, it's not, but support your local library.
Please do. There are more libraries in America than McDonald's or Starbucks. Not combined, but you get my point. So.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good place to meet homeless people.
It's a good place to get free Wi-Fi.
Yep, free Wi-Fi.
And probably a slightly overpriced, undermade latte of some sort. But that's
maybe.
Okay.
If
they're
at the
trying.
Rich person library. My library does not have that. We're lucky to have a gender-neutral bathroom in my library. So.
Oh, well, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
So at least the homeless people of either gender can go in there and touch themselves.
That's true.
So.
Well, or, I support the library. I always have, especially since I'm poor, so it's meaningless to say that.
Right.
I use it. I do think about this. Do you ever think of like how poor people are in terms of whether or not they own a printer? Because in my life, I've always gotten to like that point where I do own a printer and then I don't. So that's I've always been on the brink of middle class.
Right. I've never thought of it that way, but that's not a bad idea or like a bad thought.
I mean, it's one of the most impractical things to own.
Well, it really is because, and they never work right. I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter how nice your printer is. It's always a piece of shit.
I mean, you take the per page cost of the average person's, printer and ink investment. You're talking about $40 a page.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, but.
And then seriously, for us, it's if it works, it's.
Correct. Correct. So, but I mean, that's kind of an interesting thing. I never realized how privileged I was growing up that there was always a computer that worked and always a printer that I could get to work. But these days I go to the library to use a printer. That's what I'm trying to get at. So, yes. But anyway, let's talk about what's grinding at Cavalcade of Evan. What's grinding his gears? Usually it is the news, and it is the news again. Am I right?
It is the news again. So we were out having lunch yesterday.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes. And Jen stumbled across an article, or not an article. No, it was an article. Basically, there's this lady who got super pissed off at Disney World because she was there with her three-year-old, and the existence of people at Disney World without children was too much for her. it broke her mentally and emotionally. So she went on Twitter, because that's what people do when they get angry and they want to, you know, vent their rage semi-anonymously. People that they
you get my picture and my favorite, you know,
right, two words. That they assume will then all be on their side, of course, right. Because nobody ever disagrees with anybody when you post something on Twitter.
About to get ratioed. All right, so while you're talking, I'm looking up how much it costs to bring a three-year-old to Disney World. So,
well, a small bank investment, I'm pretty sure.
Probably, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a Chase right when you walk in Disney World. You can sign up, you know.
Oh, that reminds me. I'll talk about Chase next, too.
You just give them your car keys when you get there as collateral, and they'll give you a small bank loan. And if you're lucky, you'll probably be able to afford one of those Mickey Mouse-shaped ice cream treats.
Ooh.
But, no. So she wrote a very nasty, profanity-laden... very profanity laden Twitter post.
Okay.
About how, you know, people without children should be banned from Disney, and how, you know, us whiny millennials were out spending their money on useless stuff and taking up, you know, precious line space from her and her three-year-old, whose apparently entire life and happiness was dependent on the fact that he was going to get a pretzel shaped like Mickey Mouse.
Imagine if that was the rule and you couldn't have kids, so you had to adopt a kid expressly so that you could go to Epcot.
Right.
That'd help the adoption rate tremendously.
Yes. And of course, this was instantly just, you know, as people say, Twitter clapped back. And, you know, just laid out all kinds of stuff. One got one of my favorite things, because everybody ran the gamut of just laughing off to being super pissed at it. You know, some people were like, you know, pointed out that Disney relies on people who don't have children to show up and, you know, buy alcohol and, you know, do stuff. But then there was one guy and he's like,
That sounds dirty. They meant go to the shows and stuff.
Yeah, go to the show, spend money. That's the biggest thing. They rely on millennials who don't have children, who have disposable income, to go
that's the key word.
And you know, build their lightsabers and, you know, buy their $30 glow-in-the-dark Mickey Mouse cups and stuff like that.
If I was rich, I would do that. Right now, I make fun of people that do that, but if I had, like, 50 grand, I'd probably be over there making a lightsaber. This winter.
we had less than 50 grand, and I seriously spent I'll get to this, because Jen and I went to Disney World a few years ago.
Okay.
And spent almost the entire time looking for a lightsaber. Dang. But, and would have bought one. Would have spent large amounts of money if I'd have been able to find the right one, but I'm picky. Favorite thing that was posted, though, was some guy, he posted, and he's like, I'm a single guy who goes to Disney World all the time, and reading this makes me feel incredibly powerful. And it's true, because it's like, when Jen and I went to Disney World, if you've gone with children, you know, that's great, because of course you should take your kids to Disney World. All right.
Sure.
But when you don't have kids and you go to Disney World, and Jen had been to Disney World, I had never been to Disney World.
All right, I remember so when you guys went. That was shortly after we worked at the same place. So.
Yeah, so this was like, you know, oh my God, I finally get to go to Disney World, all right? And you go there, and it's funny because when you don't have children, you realize that the whole park runs on a schedule, okay? And that schedule is that right about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, every group in the park that has children, the children all melt down at the same time.
Really? So it's meltdown and, o'clock, 4 o'clock.
And what you can do is...
Eastern Standard Time.
It's a great time to just, you know, grab yourself your little overpriced Mickey Mouse treat, sit down in the shade on a bench, and just watch the fun happen as a cascade of angry children just washes over the park, followed closely behind by a cascade of exasperated, angry parents who have been lugging their child and all of their child's requisite shit around in the Orlando heat for the last 8 hours. Because, of course, they had to be there at, like, you know, 8 a.m. right when the park opened.
Wow.
It's a wonderful sight to see. And I'm sorry if you're a parent that's taken this and had to live through this, because I can't imagine that this is any kind of fun.
No, but, especially with multiple little kids.
Right. But know that and I've talked about this with other single adults, that it is just so funny to watch, because you just sit there and you munch on your little ice cream treat and you just think, it's not us. So
you've got yourself a $13 Dippin' Dots. It's the last Saturday before school starts.
Yep.
You're just sitting there.
So, I mean, I can understand a little bit of resentment. And sure. I'm sure that, you know, because you go and you know, she's had this kid, and I'm sure that it had probably gotten to that point in the day. I'm sure it was real close to that point in the day, and, you know, she didn't want to wait in line behind 30 million people for a pretzel, but to be honest, she probably could have walked 20 feet. There would have been another vendor selling the exact same food, because they all sell the same food.
It is the same.
And she'd have been fine, but instead, if you have sensitive ears, or if you are a young child, earmuffs at this time, but she proceeds to call one lady a cunt because she's buying a pretzel, and talks about physically walking up and harming this lady to acquire this pretzel because this lady having a pretzel has ruined her child's day.
Wow.
When, in fact, as many people on Twitter pointed out, it's more likely that she's probably the same age as everybody as the women that she's yelling at. And she's just angry. Yeah, she's just angry because she had a 3-year-old and she's there with a 3-year-old. And it sounds like she was there by herself, which there's nothing against single moms. You're all super strong and powerful and great. But at the same time, I'm sure that she was reflecting upon whatever life decisions have brought her to this point, and they probably weren't exactly what she thought she'd have been doing at this point in her life. And
hey, if you're at Disney World,
if you're at Disney World, you're not too bad off. Yeah. But you know, she could have been at Six Flags angry tweeting about the fact that
7-Eleven on the east side of Indy with your 3-year-old. Like, I thought.
Right.
So let's count our blessings.
Yeah, seriously. So, but so that's my thing, is the fact that she wrote this thing and was super angry about this, and now this brings up the reverse for me, because again, I have many, many friends who have small children.
Sure.
I have a wonderful nephew,
right?
And I have nothing against, you know, parents taking their kids out in public.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we're going to institute places where people without children can't go, then we get to institute places that people with children can't go. Because I'll tell you, the other night, Jen and I were sitting at a Chili's, and the people behind us, directly behind us, was like two adults and it seemed like 40 small children.
Dang.
Just yelling and screaming and being unhappy about life in general, and the parents not really doing a whole lot in regards to, you know, keeping them from yelling and screaming.
Sure.
And kicking the seats and whatnot. And it's like, well, fine. If you're going to say that, you know, oh, well, people with kids or without kids can't go here, then, you know, what happens on the reverse when people start going? Because people have tried this before. there's been a couple of stories about restaurants that have been like specifically said no small children, and people just get their panties all up in a bunch about that.
You know? Well, and I can see why, you know,
I can see why too. I mean, I understand why it'd be totally unrealistic because, you know, and it would be totally unfair to be like, no, you can't go out in public because you have small children.
that's not even human. Like,
no, you could, however,
take them out, breastfeed them, whatever. Don't smack them around because that makes me uncomfortable, but.
It's equally as absurd though as going, well, you can only go here if you have children. So
that's ludicrous.
I was gonna say, so what are your thoughts on that? I don't
Well, I mean,
it makes me want to go back to Disney World and just stand in line for a lot of pretzels. That's what it does.
It's funny because now that Game of Thrones is over, I'm thinking about having a kid, you know what I mean? So I've got a lot of extra time and
you hear that, ladies out there? If you've got 9 months to kill,
can you imagine? That's the real bad side of the coin. I mean, oh my god, dude, I can handle you not knowing where you want to eat for dinner for probably for the rest of my life, just as long as I don't have to have the damn baby. So, it's pretty fair.
If you
think about it that way. But no, I mean, Game of Thrones is over, so. I won't name my kid after any of them now that I know it.
Game of Thrones is over, so Chris is ready to get to procreating.
You know what? 28.
So. He's got a tingling in his loins and nothing else better to do.
Trying to get that tax refund, you know. Daddy needs a guitar. So kids. Kids annoy me.
So that your kid that you're going to have can get smudgy fingerprints and chew all over it. That's exactly what you want.
Right.
You don't get to have nice things once you have a kid.
I bet.
What nobody understands. It's like, Jen and I do not have any kids, and it doesn't appear that we're probably going to have any in the near future, and we're okay with that. Sure. But if we were going to have a child, like if somehow, you know, it happened, and we're like, oh, we're going to have a baby. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right because, you know, I'm of the mindset that if you're ever going to have a kid, then it's like, okay, so anything that you actually wanted for yourself is like, okay, that's now all not even secondary. That's like third dairy. All right. It's like, because now it's just, let's make sure that this kid, you know, has a good life and grows up. It doesn't turn out to be somebody who would vote for Donald Trump. So that's
the main goal. I mean, yeah, it's such a risk. You can raise a kid that turns out to be an ass.
Well, and I mean, so. It's like, you know, they could turn out to be a wonderful, great person. And
sure.
Probably if you're a wonderful, great person, your kid more than likely is going to turn out to be a wonderful, great person.
That's
but what I'm more scared of is the people who think they're wonderful, great people. And, then the next thing you know, your child's like, you know, I really don't. I think we'd be all right if we just got rid of the Jews. Maybe I'm crazy, but you know.
Oh god. Yeah, I wonder if I could make it 18 years without hitting a kid for saying something. I wouldn't want to hurt them, but just what if they open their mouth one day?
Oh my god, Chris.
I know, but
that's a scary thought. The DCFS, if you're listening to this right now, they're going to, like, put you under monitoring already.
I'm not like that. I've never hit a kid for the audio record here.
Well, no. I would never think that you'd ever. No. I don't think you've ever. No. And you I ever would, hit anybody? I mean,
I hit anyone.
Yeah, hit anybody.
Let me think about this. Let me see. If I hit anyone and really meant it. Well, when you're a kid and you have siblings, you beat the hell out of each other.
Those don't count.
Right,
My brother and I nearly murdered each other on many, many bases. Oh, everybody has. If you've never hit your sibling, then you're full of shit. So.
Did you have a lot of Legos growing up?
Oh, of course we did.
Okay.
Did you have like buckets full of them?
Okay, so Lego swords. They had the one Lego sword that was like really long and really broad sword, and it had a very shiny covering to it. But if you weren't careful, the shiny covering, it was gone.
It would chip off. Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay.
I do.
So these are my prized sword possessions.
Right. And
one time, I don't remember if it was Conrad or Carlson, but they effed one of them up, and I beat the hell out of them. So.
As well you should have.
Because you can't get it back. I mean,
you do not desecrate another man's Legos. That's just the law right there. No. That's like the 11th commandment that nobody talks about. You know, he carved it into a brick of Legos. And
I only had like two pure shiny swords. So.
Ah, I feel for you there.
They don't even make those anymore. That was some 90s terribly designed Lego swords from the ancient medieval sets.
Yep.
And they then made some non-coated swords, probably because
and then they were all gray and they were rounded, so they were like Lego butter knives that
safety
the pirates
swords.
And knights were running around with.
that's kids. Trump prepares a push to woo black voters. That's the headline today.
I can see that coming out. He goes out and I've decided that I'm going to woo black voters.
Yeah. August of 2019. But
I'm going to say slightly racist things to my homies.
Yeah. Did you see what he tweeted? He said, no. It was a rocky week. Get home ASAP, ASAP. He took credit for ASAP getting out.
Yeah, no, that's which is hilarious because he totally got blown off. He got like brushed off by the Swedish government. They were like, no, our laws say that political people can't interfere with the law system. So I mean,
right.
You know,
which makes sense.
Right, it does, and it's you know, Trump probably didn't know. It's like, what do you mean? I can't interfere with the legal system.
I was taken aback. You know, I make fun of Trump, but when I watched the Trevor Noah thing, I was like, wait a minute, I never thought of it that way, because I think in America we're so used to, hey, if I have a powerful friend, I'm fine, but not even in a negative way. You know what I mean? Like, we're used to someone pulling strings on our behalf even, or we'd want someone to. You know,
it's like, oh, well, I know this guy who knows this guy who, like, runs this. He can help me out.
That'd be my first phone call from prison. I'd be like, hey, man.
And Sweden's like, you know, Sweden's like, no, we're not about that. If you're in trouble, then we're going to let the courts figure it out, which is probably how it should be. But
it probably is how it should be, but it does make me scared. Like, he's simply accused of a crime. So he's, you know, innocent in our view. And they put him in jail without bail for a month. I mean, that kind of scares me. Like, all I have to do is be accused of assault and I lose my freedom. That's pretty. What if I had a job at Target or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't know about Sweden.
Yeah, but then there, I mean, I guess the other side of that is, you know, don't be doing stuff that's shady, you know.
Well, what if I got accused of being an assaulter because my name is ASAP spelled with a dollar sign and I'm, you know, a black rapper in Sweden? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
But by the sounds of, and everybody's going to draw that because you were a black rapper in Sweden, but.
All right.
The curious thing to be would, if the exact same thing happened, but say it was like, you know, Macklemore, Eminem, say it was a white rapper, what would happen?
You know Eminem did it.
Well, that's true. Eminem is like, oh, well, shit, get in jail, Eminem. But, you know, if as long as, you know, and we won't know because that didn't happen, but I would like to think that it would be the same thing. We're going to put you in jail and keep you here until we figure out, you know. Now, what I thought was funny was everybody was like, all his lawyers were trying to say that he wasn't a flight risk. And that's why they put him, that was why they put him in jail, was because they said he was a flight risk.
I understand.
And I can understand that, too, because if I had gone to Sweden and they'd arrested me for something, as an American, the first thing I would have wanted to do was get the fuck out of Sweden. So.
I would do, but you can't give. You'd have to give up your rap career to go hide in, you know, El Salvador for the rest of your life.
Well, you wouldn't have to go to El Salvador. I just want to go back to, you know, America.
Sure. Where and have, maybe just know. duck yeah. the court appearances and stuff.
So let my lawyers take care of it. I mean, if you're rich at that point, isn't that how the legal system works? You just send other people to go do your lawyering and your time and serve your time in prison and stuff like that, you know.
If you're 6'9", it's you just rat all your friends up. So.
Ah. Well, you know.
We don't hear much from him anymore.
But so he's coming home, huh?
No, go.
I know he was in court the other day.
Who was? ASAP or 6ix9ine?
ASAP. I don't know. I don't know who 6ix9ine is. I'm not that cool.
Don't Google him.
Okay, I won't. No, I don't. 69 is never a number that you need to Google, all right? Don't do that, boys and girls. Or do. I'm not your parents. But just make sure Safe Search is on. Or don't, you know. I mean,
you know who he is. He has the number 69 tattooed on himself 69 times, including his face.
No, I don't know who he is.
Oh, okay. Well, now you do.
Legitimately don't know. If you played a song and then you were like, this is 6ix9ine, then I'd probably be like,
oh, okay. That makes
sense. But I don't just know what these people look like.
See, and that makes me respect you more. So that's good.
So I don't know what ASAP Rocky looks like.
There you go. The Swedish dude, they got him on, they got him on camera beating somebody's ass. But the woman changed her testimony, so they let him go after a month. He's still on trial, but they said there's enough doubt that he didn't actually assault someone that they're letting him come back to America. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, Trump tried to take credit for it, but it wasn't Trump's – wasn't his doing.
Well, I mean, you know, Trump tried to take credit for digging out people at 9/11 the other day. So.
Yeah, he said he was on the ground.
Helping. He helped a little bit.
Wow. What a man. What a man. What a hero.
Which is great because you know where he was on September 11th?
I believe he's on television bragging that one of his buildings is the tallest in the world, in New York now.
That was the thing. Now his building is back being the tallest again because the other one's
We've got tall. That on tape. So.
Yeah, we do. But he doesn't care about that.
No. People are so obsessed with sex that everything that we have with Donald Trump related to sex, you know, going back to the 70s, is like, oh boy, Donald Trump used his dick again. And yet it's, to me, more disgusting that he would, on 9/11, do that and talk about seeing thousands of Muslims celebrating on rooftops, which also never happened. And he made
exactly
up in his mind. So, Oh, well. What other whimsical topics do we have today?
I don't know.
I donated blood yesterday, and the lady that took my blood hummed like the beginning of a song over and over and over again the whole time.
Really?
So.
Did you get a cookie?
I had 4 Oreo cookies afterwards.
Oh, well, that'll do.
And a coupon?
What was the coupon for?
One free meal at Noodles & Company.
Oh, well, that's pretty legit.
I know. Shout out to nurses. It was at a hospital and almost everyone donated was nurses. So they spent 12 hours like helping people with their lives. And then they decided, oh, you know what? I could probably drain some of my own blood.
Yeah. Right.
And go home and probably do more crap for other people. And I don't know. I have a lot of respect for nurses. So shout out nurses.
Yes.
Men and women. So.
Yes.
But, I've done that on like dating sites. I'll see a nurse and I'll be like, all right, well, I don't really have enough energy to like see, you know, do all this stuff. And so I'll just message and be like, hey, you know, you're a nurse, and that's pretty awesome. And I'll just be like, have a nice life, you know, I'll just say some nice stuff. So.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm not trying to get in your pants. Just,
you know. I really am not, you know what I mean?
Just genuinely, thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been that, and my aunt is a nurse, and I've always thought she's a great person. So.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Whimsical topics, you know, politics. We've talked about that a little bit. I'm so over the debates; they're so boring that I only watched Trevor Noah's recap, and even that's a little
speech
too.
So. It really was.
It's just very catty and very negative. So.
Well, and the big takeaways, of course, were that you know, Although I think the crazy thing was Oprah's spiritual advisor, that people actually talked about her having a good showing, and it's like, y'all realize what you're saying, right?
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's very evident that it's like they need to start. I think at this point, I mean, it's like if you're not polling at, like, you know, when you're polling at 1 or 2%, you're wasting people's time at this point. I mean, you're diluting the race. And the other thing is that everybody's always concerned about what, as a politician, they were doing 50 years ago. It's like, does that even really matter?
Is. Yeah. Well, that's always, like, what they go for. They always go for the cheap.
This person did this. This person did this. And it's like, I don't care what you did. I want to know what you're going to do.
Yeah. What is your, you know.
Because what you did doesn't affect me. I wasn't alive 50 years ago. So it's like, you know.
And we understand people change. So.
Yeah.
Thank God the next debate is just a one-night debate. So for now on, we're just doing one night.
Well, that's
good. And it's in September. And there's only 8 people qualified so far. So we're about to take some of these jokers and say, get the hell out. So
that's good. Yeah. Because that's way, 20 is way too many.
20 is stupid.
It is stupid.
We got people with speech impediments and stuff up there, which is fine, but you're not going to be president. Get the hell off the stage.
Yeah, right?
Jesus. John Delaney, get out. Get out. So anyway, but yeah, only 8. 8 people that you could name all 8 are the only ones qualified. So maybe we'll get something interesting. But
yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. What else we got?
Don't know. Trump wants to do more tariffs because he's an idiot.
I mean, economy's doing great. Whatever. If that's all he wants to do until he's out of a job, tariff away, I guess. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, right.
It's not hurting anybody. You know, nobody's dying in a cage if he wants to do his little tariff thing. So, and China, you know, screw China, by the way. So, what they're doing in Hong Kong, fuck China.
Yeah.
Truly, truly fuck China. So, hopefully this, even if it hurts us more, I can take a little bit of pleasure. Like, if it's hurting some people in China, some rich people, not the people that, you know,
right. They're
not to blame. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Have you been avoiding the news, kind of, or I have been, so that might be why I don't have a lot to.
Yeah, it is, because like I said, it got back. It's back to the point now where I can actually read the news.
Sure. Okay. So if you're bored.
And it's like, but excuse me, but then I'll read the news, and then it's like, but the news is so depressing.
Super depressed. That's why all I read is Craigslist and misconnections. So.
Yeah. I've been actually up on. I'd actually been up because I had to give my car back the other day because the lease was up.
There you go.
And so I've been up on Craigslist looking at cars.
Oh.
And which is always interesting. But then I took a look at Facebook Marketplace for cars, and I learned something. Is that Craigslist for cars is interesting because first off. It used to just be that it would only be for sale by owner cars.
Well, but you could sort it and keep it that way, right? Or are you looking at both?
I don't know. I just do the, I just hit the looking for cars and trucks in the sales thing. And I should probably sort it because otherwise 90% of it is, you know, dealers selling cars.
Yeah. Spamming.
And it's like, I don't care. I'm not trying to buy a $30,000 truck right now. I'm trying to, you know, find a $5,000 car. But when you go and you look at Facebook Marketplace, it's like, that's where all the junky hoopties are. It's like, you know, do you got $300? Because I got a 1987 Crown Vic with 2 wheels and a nest of ferrets where an engine should be. But it'll probably run maybe. So,
is it anything like the roommate Craigslist where there's like somehow sex implied some of the ads?
No, but you just get the feeling that what it is it's a bunch of people who want to be able to, they want to be able to go to Craigslist and buy a $1,000 car. But
sure.
Before they can do that, they got to sell their $300 1932, you know, clunk-a-junk Civic or something like that. And the only way that they're going to be able to do that is, you know, or the best thing will be, like, they'll take a picture of a car, you know, they'll make the car look as good as possible, and then they'll have a big description of stuff on it. And it's like, you know, like, and then, like, there was one, and it'll be like, you know, oh, this car is great. And then you look at the mileage, and it's like 300,000 miles. And it's like, oh, well, no. No thanks.
No thanks. I'm on there now, right, too. But anyway, so, yeah, we have to come up with some entertaining content and then wrap up the show before everyone protests. So I'm on Miss Connections. We've got something in here called Those Damn Bags.
Okay.
Those damn bags.
Those damn bags. Let's hear
it. Indiana. In Walmart, I asked if you guys laughed at people as they struggled to open the bags for meat. Ooh, meat bags.
Ooh.
Eventually, you opened one for me. And did it instantly. To which I could only laugh. Care to play? ? Whoa,
took a turn.
That, somebody wants somebody to play with their meat bag.
I was going to say, so you want to see if my meat will fit inside the bag? I mean, that's...
Something. Male photographer needed. Whoa.
Chris was like, well, found what I'm doing.
Texas Roadhouse. Anyway, yeah, so...
Well, I don't have them pulled up, so if you see more, read them.
I know. Weekend edition, folks. This
yep.
This is where we're at. Mature female in Noblesville, Meyer. Why would you put mature in front of it? Just.
Why would you say you're Adam Myers? You know what I mean?
Well, Meyer's classy as hell, though. I don't even know if I've been in a Meyer.
Really?
Yeah, it seems intimidating to me. It's like a, I don't know. Especially when they have the fake storefronts. You feel like you're going to an old town or something.
That's like, did you ever go to the Fresh Market that was up here?
One time.
That was like, the Fresh Market was very interesting because I remember going into the Fresh Market needing a snack and realizing that this was not a place that one goes to get a snack. Like, if you're going into a Fresh Market and you're looking for a bag of chips, you've made a mistake. No. Turn around and leave. If you want to find like some aged Himalayan, you know, yak cheese or something like that.
Oh, you're
in go to a Fresh Market, but you know.
You want dark chocolate covered hummus by the pound?
Yeah, right.
Fresh Market.
But if you just want to buy a Snickers bar and a bottle of Coke, you are in the wrong place. They're all gone now. So apparently there weren't enough people looking to buy dark chocolate hummus by the pound. So. Because that place went out of business. Because the world went, there's already Whole Foods. Why does there need to be a slightly lesser Whole Foods?
Whole Foods. All the people that hate Amazon shop at Whole Foods. And
yes, I know. And all the people who hate Amazon and Whole Foods shop everywhere else.
It's a crazy world.
I've never been to a Whole Foods. I've never even seen one. Although it's really funny because for the longest time, you remember when there was a rumor they were going to bring a Whole Foods here to Peoria?
Yes. Like, oh, yes. People about pissed themselves. Yes.
It's like, where are they going to put a fucking Whole Foods in Peoria?
Yeah. Whole Foods, I mean, if you want to date like a really hot chick that doesn't wear deodorant, go to Whole Foods.
Right. Yeah. If you want to date a really hot chick that, you know, doesn't eat deodorant and has super stinky farts because she's a vegan, and so all she eats is plants. people need to know this, all right? There are certain physical effects of being a vegetarian or being a vegan, all right?
Now we know the rest of the story. Huh. Well, you're a spiritual advisor and a wealth of knowledge, Evan.
Yeah, I know.
So... in 4 years, I expect to see one of the 30 candidates up there on the old debate stage.
Oh,
Marianne Williamson and Andrew Yang.
Well, I'll have to rearrange my geodes and make sure my chakras are in the right alignment.
So, all right, well, we'll go back to living my very productive life.
Yeah, us too. We're going to go to Tanner's today.
Nice. It's a little early in the year, but I respect that.
Well, it was last minute. My brother texted me this morning and was like, "Hey, we're gonna go to Tanner's. You want to come?"
Oh, nice.
And it's like, hell yes.
Perfect.
We didn't go to Tanner's at all last year, so it's like,
okay. You were supposed to take me's, and we didn't go.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you ever come back, we'll go.
Yeah, there you go. I should come back in the fall. We go.
Oh, and there's also apparently. Have you seen real quick? Have you seen any of the advertisements for the Good Boys movie?
The Good Boys? No. What is that?
Okay, so it's produced by Seth Rogen.
And oh, okay. So comedy.
Think of kind of like an American Pie, is it called The Bachelor? Whatever the one is, where they all go to Vegas and then the guy gets punched by Mike Tyson. That the name of that movie is Hangover. Escaping me. That's it, The Hangover. Okay, but it's like 12-year-old boys, and the whole premise is that like they're going into middle school and it's gonna be like their first like boy girl dance, and they're like, well, if this girl's gonna be there, then we're gonna, you know, they're gonna want to kiss, and we don't know how to kiss, and so hilarity ensues. I mean, you know, they go up online trying to figure out how to kiss and find terrible porn sites, and somehow they end up with a bag of Molly in a playground, and it's like, and there's nothing funnier than hearing a 12-year-old black boy swear. It's just about the most amazing thing ever.
Seth Rogen.
But yeah, so, but I was talking about this with Jen, and she's like, well, I have absolutely no interest in seeing this in the theaters. And
what?
Which I can understand.
You not heard the description?
I know. Well, it's funny you should say that, because then her next words were, you need to get Chris to come back, and you two can go see it.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, we would. I'd waste money on that, so, yes.
All
come
right.
back, we'll go to Tanner's, we'll go watch that stupid movie and eat donuts at the same time. Today. It'll be amazing.
Today. So if you guys want to chime in on this, at Cavalcade of Whimsy. No, at Cavalcade of Evan.
It would be really cool if we had the at Cavalcade of Whimsy.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Do we not have that Twitter handle?
Oh, God.
Somebody in production get on that. I'm gonna start pretending like we have people that work for us.
There you go. Yeah. Producer yeah. Rick.
Yeah. Yeah. We
need producer Rick to change our hair.
Producer Rick.
Producer Rick, this podcast would be 300% better.
Oh, it would be. And we'd actually be making money for doing it.
Probably,
so.
Yeah.
Maybe cash at this cash. Point we just talk so that we can hear ourselves talk later.
All right, guys. At Cavalcade of Evan.
Yep.
Talk to you later.
Evan.